This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Thanks for helping, Will.
No problem. Mum always does us proud for Sunday dinner.
Then I just need to clear the table for her to try out some flower arrangements.
Oh, what's that for?
Open Farm Sunday next week. Kira, Mia and Poppy all want to help decorate the tea room, so Clary suggested they test out some ideas.
Well, they seem to be settled enough playing Monopoly for now.
Oh, yeah, but it can be a short game when George is involved. He's turning into a right shark. You watch, he'll fleece the others and end up with a fortune again.
I expect Jake will stop him.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, it's just nice having them all together. Well, this fork needs another wash.
Oh, okay.
I know Jake and Mia enjoy Disneyland, but you can see how they love spending time with Poppy.
Yeah,
I'll have to call out solicitor when I can. Get this custody business started.
And you're sure that's the best way?
Yes, I'm sure. Where's the baking tray go?
Oh, side cupboard. Yeah, that one.
Right.
It's just, involving solicitors seems... Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's the kids that matter, innit?
I'd be doing it for the kids, Em. So everyone knows where they stand.
Andrew, you mean?
Maybe.
But isn't it good to keep everything relaxed and friendly, like?
Well, things can still be friendly.
Hiya. Can I put the kettle on?
Oh, hiya, Jake. Yeah, of course. I'll fill it up.
You had enough?
George keeps cheating. He's already had all my stations off her.
Shall I have a word?
Eddie's sorting it out.
Do you want a hot chocolate?
Coffee, please. White. 3 sugars.
Never knew you drank coffee.
I have for ages.
Is he old enough for caffeine?
I'm 14. Mum let me.
Well, that's all right then.
I'll make you one in a sec.
Actually, can I talk to you, Will? Somewhere quiet.
Well, let me finish this table and then I'll be out your way.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why not come with me to the woods and we can have a look at some of the poults?
Sure.
Save me a bit of time tomorrow, because Martin Gibson sent me another load of stuff to do.
Who?
New boss. Don't worry about it. I've got spare overalls in the van.
All right, then.
Have a coffee when you get back, Jake, yeah?
Okay, and you'll watch the girls?
Of course.
Right. Well, let's go then.
Afternoon.
Oh, Ruth, you've made it.
Not late, am I?
No. I'm waiting for Adam to come back from feeding the hinds.
I was sorry to hear about last week.
Yes, it was dreadful. The Environment Agency went through absolutely everything.
How awful.
Yes, I'm afraid the groundwater is definitely contaminated.
And the clean-up bill?
Well, like we said, it's hugely increased, as you can imagine. By how much, we still don't know. So the sooner we get started today...
Of course.
Alice came for an early lunch, so she's already here.
Yeah, I saw a car. And Debbie and Kate are joining us on Skype?
Well, Brian's printing out Debbie's email. She's got a crucial presentation tomorrow.
Right.
But I'm afraid that Kate's just messaged asking for the meeting to be postponed until she gets back from the States.
It's urgent, surely.
Well, yes. And Brian's not willing to wait, so we'll have to gain her input later. Oh, dear, where is Adam? I promised I'd drop in on Mum later, so I do need us to start on time.
Well, while I've got you, Jennifer... Mm-hmm. I wanted to thank you for hosting me birthday party.
Oh, well, between you and me, I'm relieved to have something else to think about.
Anyway, it's very kind of you. You've got such a lovely home.
It's the least we can do. I mean it, Ruth. When I think of all the trouble we've put you to as Rory's attorney, we never intended it to be this complicated, believe me.
I know. Hi, Adam.
You've cut it fine, darling.
Hi, Ruth. I hope you're not waiting for me, Mum. I said I wouldn't be long.
You're right on time.
Well, you know your gran's expecting me later. Now, Alice will already have poured the coffee, so hurry up.
OK. How are things at Brookfield? David seems pleased with your move to spring calving.
Yeah, the milking margins are consistently high, so it's working out really well. How about you?
Pretty grim, as you know. And worse since Friday's onslaught from the EA... Who knows what they were looking for? You should have seen the state of the office.
No, I'm glad I didn't.
And the picking's slow. Obviously, I appreciate some of the locals helping out, but, well, being new, they don't have the speed. But at least the deer are thriving and the wheat and maize are doing well.
I'm glad there are some positives.
Massively outweighed by negatives, I'm afraid. Mm. I'm dreading this meeting.
The quicker decisions are made, the better, however tough they are.
Yeah, and they're going to be tough, that's for sure.
There they are. Well, they look like they're doing well.
Shouldn't they have gone out by now?
Well, they will do when they're ready.
So she never said anything to you then?
Mia? Not a word. I don't get it. She always loved her football.
It's her favourite thing. But it turns out she quit the school team before half term. And now she's leaving Hollerton.
Her Sunday team? But why is she doing that?
I don't know. I tried stopping her, but she won't listen.
Well, we'll do this crate and then call it a day, yeah?
And she's got problems at school now.
Problems?
History teacher said she's getting behind, and Mr. Frail is talking about putting her in extra support.
What? Well, why haven't they said anything? Did they call your dad?
No, nothing like that. They've only spoken to her so far. But if it carries on, they'll call you both, I expect.
Well, I don't understand. She does all her homework on time. I make sure of that. And she's never in any trouble.
But she's shattered, isn't she? Because of Poppy.
Poppy?
Sneaking into her bed all the time.
No, Poppy's sleeping through again.
She's not.
She is. She hasn't come into me for ages.
That's because she's with Mia.
What?
Every single night.
No, she's not. Is she?
Yes, how do you not know?
I never realised.
Well, you should. And now she's quit football. Why?
I don't know. I never asked her to.
It's not fair on her. You got to sort it out.
I will. Of course I will. I'll talk to her. I promise. Find out what's going on.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Must be something wrong with it.
That's the third time in an hour.
While we've stopped, Kate will want to know why we couldn't delay the meeting, so you'll definitely email her, Brian?
Well, if she actually read her emails, she'd know it was an emergency, especially after Friday shenanigans.
Yes, indeed. More coffee, Ruth. Just a drop, thanks.
Kate was pretty keen to be involved.
Well, not that keen. She'd rather visit some goat farm than speak to us.
She's only in Arizona. 2 more days, darling. I expect she wants to make the most of it.
Well, we've got important decisions to make right now, so no, we won't be rescheduling at her convenience.
Your call?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what is Alice doing out there?
Looks like she's getting the manual out.
Right. Well, you've spoken to her about all of this already, haven't you, Brian?
Oh, yes, she knows what the options are.
And they are?
Well, there's only one, really. Sell more land.
But this time, it's home farmland, family land.
My land, as it happens.
Do we know how much?
Well, decontaminating the groundwater will take, well, they estimate at least 6 full months' work with a substantial bill attached.
I bet.
But by my calculations, we'll have to sell a minimum of 300 acres to cover their fee.
That much?
Oh, really?
Oh, she got it. Good girl.
I'm sorry, but another 300 acres... We've already given up all the new land at an impossibly low price.
That's BL for you.
And now we're losing a huge chunk of our core land?
Afraid so.
Our reputation has been catastrophically damaged by this, Brian, not to mention the loss of business.
Oh, darling,
all
please.
Caused by your moment of idiotic madness, not to mention the prosecution hanging over us.
Over me, thank you very much.
It's affecting us all, Brian.
Oh, that's enough.
And what other corners have you cut that we don't
know
Adam, about?
Oh, give it a
the
rest.
The EA are going through all our files with a fine-tooth comb as we speak. What else are they likely to find?
I said enough. Do you hear me? I will not have any more recriminations over what happened 40 years ago. Because Lord knows we've all said our piece many times over. And it doesn't change a thing. Well, does it?
No, but it's still
Look,
a fact
we have to work together as a family, Adam. How else will we put this god-awful business well and truly behind us? Well?
You're right, of course, darling.
Yes. Yes, okay, I'm sorry.
Good. Thank you. So all that remains is for us to take a vote. And then Brian and Debbie and Adam can decide which land we should sell. And that's that.
Agreed.
Now, please, can someone get Alice in here so we can vote? And then I can go over to Mum's and tell her quite truthfully that everything is going to be fine.
Hang on, Jem. Stop pushing. Let me pour the rest in. That's...
Oh, she's thirsty, all right, aren't you, girl?
Look, greedy, you mean. Give Bartleby some room. Go on. Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, it's just, I can't see why Mia didn't talk to me about it first. Why quit both teams without saying a word?
Have you asked her?
Well, I tried the minute we got back. She just clammed up. I know she's still annoyed with me about Poppy and that ram, but...
Last week we told you what happened, Will.
I know.
He bumped her into a puddle, that's all. She sat there giggling.
I said all that.
Hey, give him some space, Jem. Thank you.
Oh, I don't understand it. With Susan's rota, there's always people on call for Poppy.
Yeah, it's working well.
So there's plenty of time for Mia to play football. Hey, don't make sense.
Good boy. Look, if she don't want to talk about it, what can you do?
She doesn't want to talk to me. That's what it is. I've tried saying it's okay. She can tell me anything, but she won't.
No. Would it help if I tried with her?
Well, I'm not sure. Would you mind?
Of course not. It's fine.
She probably won't open up to you either, but...
Okay, well, let's leave it a day or two, and then I'll have a chat and see if she feels more like talking.
Thanks, Em. Appreciate it.
Okay, then. Bye, Debbie.
Brian!
She's agreed.
Good. We're in the office, Mum. How was Gran?
Oh, she was worried about us. I tried to reassure her, but until Lomead is free of people in spacesuits, I'm not quite sure she'll believe me.
She's not stupid, your mother.
No, far from it. So, have you managed to work out which land to sell?
Nearly. We've found 200 acres along the far side.
Mm-hmm. Well, show me.
Right. That whole section.
Yeah.
I've marked it.
Oh, yes, I see.
And another 70 acres or so there to the east.
Right. And Debbie's agreed?
She's all for it.
But you did say 300 acres, didn't you? Well, where's the rest?
That's the trouble. There just isn't a 30-acre parcel that makes sense.
Well, there is. This.
Ooh, isn't that...
Yes,
the...
yes it is.
Won't be popular.
No, it won't.
But it's the obvious place. And I know it'll sell quickly, because Charles showed an interest in that whole area last time he was here. I can ring him in the morning.
A quick sale would certainly take the pressure off. But is there really nowhere else?
I'm afraid not. So that's settled, then. I'm marking it as well.
All right, then, Brian, on your head be it.
I think I'm man enough to take any fallout.
Yes. Well, I sincerely hope you are.
So what time does it finish?
Who knows?
Well, how long is it?
2.5, 3 hours.
Oh, Freddie. How can you not know how long your exam is?
Well, I know it's geography. I know it's paper one. And they tell you the time at the start, so chill.
Right. You got everything you need?
Yes.
Did you manage to get some sleep last night?
Sleep is for wimps.
Where shall I drop you?
Turn right, then right. I'll go in the side gate.
Okay. I just wish Lily would stay closer to home during exams. I know she and Meredith like revising together, but all weekend... And why not do some at our place? There's plenty of room.
I don't know.
I think they are revising, not going out clubbing or whatever.
Lily's revising, don't worry.
Good. So what's this Meredith like? Is she nice?
She's Lily's friend, not mine.
They seem very close. What school was she at?
Ask Lily.
But she's local, is she? Farming family?
How would I know?
Well, would Pip know her? I mean, is she in Young Farmers, for instance?
Mum, you'll have to ask Lily.
Yes, fine, I will. I'm just a bit worried Meredith might be distracting her.
It's just the next right.
I wonder what A-level she's doing.
Huh?
The exact same as Lily, do you think?
No idea.
Although that would be a massive coincidence. I mean, even her lecturer said biology, German and English lit was an odd combination.
If people do the same subjects, then they're lucky. Because they can revise together, can't they?
Yeah, but not all the time. I don't want her burning out. You need a break every so often.
Breaks are for wimps.
No, they're not, Freddie. Anyway, we need an hour's break together for Dad's birthday this week.
I thought you were away Friday.
Well, I'm at a conference, yes, but maybe we could have a meal somewhere on Thursday night instead.
It'd have to be quick. Could you just pull up here?
Sure.
We've both got exams on Friday.
Well, I hope Lily's not staying at her friend's all week.
Mum... If Lily wants to be with her friend, well, that's up to her. She is 18.
I know that. I didn't mean...
In fact, if she wants to spend every single minute of every single day holed up over there, then that's her choice, isn't it?
I suppose so. But hang on, what do you mean by that? I mean, why would she want
Thanks for the lift.
Oh, yeah, OK, no problem. Darling, do your best, and good luck.
Don't need it. Luck is for wimps.
Thought it might be.
Oh, he's a magnificent beast.
Aziz, yes, he's definitely our star.
What's he like to ride?
Wonderful. You can feel the power with every stride.
Anyway, I'm here for my box.
Your box?
Well, you left a message last week.
Oh.
I was going to call round on Saturday, but I heard you weren't well.
Oh, I'm fine now, thank you. Nothing a bit of rest couldn't solve.
Ah, glad to hear it.
It's only some old paperwork I found. I was having a clear out. But there's really no rush.
Oh, I'm glad to be out of the house, to be honest. Now, I know this will only be old correspondence or whatever, but I shall enjoy looking through it.
OK, I'll drop it round later. It's too heavy for you to carry.
Oh, thank you. And how are things with you and Alistair?
Oh, jogging along. We've got our first mediation session next week, so that should be...
I was sorry to hear about it.
I know you were.
Women never used to have any choice. You were trapped in your marriage, however unhappy you were.
Yes, you said before.
So you must do as you see fit, dear. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Thanks, Auntie Chris. I wish Mum was as understanding.
Jill can be rather black and white. Phil was the same.
Afternoon, ladies. Enjoying the sunshine?
Harrison!
Before it rains again, you mean?
All I care about is a decent day on Sunday.
Oh, yes, for the open farm Sunday.
Well, not exactly. You see, someone forgot about that when the cricket dates were confirmed.
Oops. Have you got any players?
Not enough. It's infuriating because Leigh and Cross are rubbish, so we could easily thrash them.
You've asked Anisha and Alistair, presumably.
Anisha's okay, but I was hoping Alistair would play too, especially after his single wicket victory.
Indeed.
But it sounds like he might be busy.
Really?
Gosh, this one's a big fella.
A true king, aren't you, boy?
Right, I better get off. Would you like a lift, Christine? I'm going past the lodge.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Kushula's got a heavy box for me, if you don't mind helping.
All I'm saying is Mum's on your case, so you better come home.
You're so transparent. You mean Mum's on your case and you need me to distract her?
She keeps asking why you're at Meredith's all the time. She grilled me the entire journey into college this morning. Who is she? Where does she live?
Freddie, you're such a liar.
I'm not lying. She's on to you.
Well, I am actually coming back tonight anyway, because I need my exam pencil case.
Good.
Freddie, you're back.
Well, get your story straight and don't say I didn't warn you.
Whatever.
How did it go?
The exam? Yeah, it was tough, but I think I nailed it. Who got you flowers?
Oh, no. They're for Dad's grave. I'm popping over in a minute.
Oh.
Do you want to come?
I would, but I'm starving.
There's fresh ham in the fridge.
Oh, great. Oh, and then I've got to discover Russian Enlightenment ready for Wednesday.
Ah, your history.
But the good news is I spoke to Lily. She's tearing herself away from her friend tonight. So you can stop stressing.
Thank goodness.
Although I bet she disappears again tomorrow.
Well, they obviously enjoy spending time together.
They certainly do.
What do you say? What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. It doesn't matter.
Are you suggesting that Lily and Meredith are actually more than friends?
What?
Well, I mean, you've seen them together.
No.
This is no laughing matter, Freddie. I mean, it makes sense, actually. Lily's never had a proper boyfriend. She's never brought anyone home, has she? I thought she'd been different recently. I put it down to exam pressure, but...
Oh, this is too funny.
No, it absolutely does not matter to me, Freddie. Please, don't get me wrong.
No,
I take people as they are, you know that. You can tell me anything, both of you.
Right. Okay. Look, Mum, all I can say is you're honestly best just to ask Lily. Can I go and have my lunch now?
Of course you can, darling. I'll see you later. And thank you, Freddie.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good afternoon.
You want it on the coffee table?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh,
Oh, it's a lot of paperwork, Christine.
I thought she'd have thrown it away by now.
You don't want me to dump it all? I mean, I could put it straight in the recycling with all Fallon's plastic.
Oh, no. It could be nice to look through it. Have a canter down memory lane, as they say.
Right.
It's amazing how much you forget.
Yeah, it is.
Now, how about a nice cup of tea?
Oh, no, I better get off. But you're feeling OK now, aren't you?
I'm fine.
Oh, only it got a bit frantic in the tea room last week, didn't it?
It certainly did.
But you're all right.
Oh, yes. And I so enjoyed seeing round Woodbine on Saturday. Do say thank you to Fallon for me. You've done such a lot of work.
Well, I'm pretty handy when it comes to DIY.
Looks so different.
Well, if I'm honest, the biggest difference is still the new boiler.
Oh, yes. The old one was such a pain. Was it very expensive, the new one?
Well, you paid for it, Christine. It broke down while we were still renting. Remember?
Of course, silly me. Now, are you sure I can't tempt you with some of Peggy's leek and potato soup?
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh, go on. Or we'll be eating it all week.
No, sorry. I better get on, but thanks anyway.
Sheila.
Hello. I wasn't expecting you.
I just put some flowers on Dad's grave.
Oh, lovely.
I bought far too many for Nigel, so I thought I'd drive over here and give some to Dad.
We lost them both in such a short space of time.
I assume your cold's better, because you're doing a grand job.
Yeah, back to strength now, thanks. I'm only doing the odd hour here. Lunchtime, that sort of thing. But I think you can see a difference.
Oh, absolutely. You're transforming the whole graveyard.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. Plenty of time to think, you know.
Right.
Alan keeps asking if I want to get more involved at St. Stephen's.
Perhaps you should. It might take your mind off things.
The mess I'm making of my personal life.
I didn't mean that.
I know you didn't, sorry.
So has Alistair said anything else about the dreadful Lavinia?
No, just that it was a one-off. Then I hear he's busy on Sunday and I wonder. But it's none of my business.
Is it still awkward sharing the house?
Better recently, I think. Less tense, a lot more civilised.
Well, that's good. Sounds like you might have turned a bit of a corner.
In a way, I suppose we have. Auntie Chris came round to offer support again, which was nice.
What did she say?
Same as last time, really. Do what you have to. Which would be fine if it wasn't such hard work.
Untangling your lives. Well, it's never going to be easy.
Certainly not.
Still haven't untangled mine, have I?
Oh, I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
Don't be silly.
You must think I'm so ungrateful.
Not at all. You and Alistair, it's completely different.
He was wonderful over the weekend when I was ill. I was glad he was there.
He's a good man.
I know. That's what makes it all so hard.
Ein idealer Urlaub für mich ist einen Interrail-Tour durch Europa.
Hey, you're back. I'll have a coffee, please.
You've probably got enough stimulant in your system already.
I'll test you on your vocab.
All right, then.
Is this it? Wow. These pages.
I can't remember any of it.
You'll be fine. I mean, you've been studying so hard with Meredith.
Ha ha. Einen Kaffee.
Danke. Okay. Here's one. Beziehung.
Beziehung. Okay. Don't tell me. Oh, I know. Relationship?
10 points. Well done. Right.
They're all on the sheet, Freddy. You don't need your phone.
I do for this one. Okay. This is worth 50 points. Ah, you're right. I didn't need my phone. Eine Lesbe.
Pardon?
Eine Lesbe. It's pretty obvious, to be fair.
Why are you saying that?
Because that's what Mum thinks you are.
Sorry?
She was trying to work out why you're at Meredith's all the time, so she put two and two together and got Lesbe.
You're kidding. Why didn't you put her straight?
Put her straight?
Freddie!
Oh, I mean, are you stupid? It's the perfect cover. There's no way she'll confront you, so you can stay with sleazy old Russ whenever you like.
But she can't seriously believe it.
100%. Oh, wait till I tell Johnny.
Don't you dare breathe a word, or I'll do some tale-telling myself, OK?
OK. You've got to admit, though, this is the best laugh we've had all year. Oh, life at boring old Lower Loxley just got a million times funnier.
Hold it there.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, that's lined up. Just needs bolting. I can finish the rest, Tom, if you want to get on.
Ah, pass the bolts. I'll do this side.
Oh, okay.
We don't want you overdoing it. But not long now, then.
8 weeks. But I know my limits, don't worry.
And you're feeling okay?
Apart from being kicked constantly. Which is no surprise, since the baby's going to play rugby for England.
Yeah?
That's just genetic, according to Toby.
Right.
But I'm useless with no sleep, so when he or she's born, I'm praying they'll be quiet at night. Completely silent, in fact. Well, not completely silent. I mean, so long as it's healthy and, Oh, gosh, sorry, Tom. I didn't mean to...
Don't worry, honestly. It's fine. So, you think the Herefords will be okay penned here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, it's a great spot. Plenty of room for people to see them.
Without it feeling crowded, that's the idea.
Oh, it's perfect.
Shall we start on the other side?
I'll just get my breath.
Of course, sorry.
Talking of crowded, how's the house sharing going?
It's not that bad, Pip.
They're not huge, those cottages.
We're out most of the time, we hardly see each other.
It's great having Hannah back in Ambridge, isn't it? And Jazz as well, smitten, I hear.
Oh, who's that in the lane? Oh. Can you see?
Well, it looks like Will.
Oh, so it is.
Oh, by the way, has Johnny mentioned a girl called Meredith from Young Farmers at all?
Dunno. Don't think so. Unusual name.
Yeah, Elizabeth texted asking if I know her, but I don't.
I could ask Johnny tonight if I see him.
Oh, no, it didn't sound important.
Hey, mate.
Hi there.
Will, how's things?
Yeah, all right.
What can we do you for?
Well, I've come to ask about Open Farm Sunday. I'm thinking of bringing the kids over.
Joint effort this year, as you can see, but there'll be loads of things to do.
We're showing a Hereford cow and calf alongside the Anguses and their little ones.
Ah, Poppy will love them.
Oh, she will.
And I'm expecting Rex soon. He's bringing some farm machinery over. There's the quiz.
Yep, that's Josh's contribution.
And there'll be rides in the trailer, mini tours, plant sale, tons of cakes, all the usual.
Well, the thing is, I want our Jake to come too. So are the burgers and such?
Burgers, hot dogs, everything.
Oh, that'll do it. Great stuff.
Oh, here's Rex.
I'll get out of your way.
Oh, thanks, Will.
See ya.
See you Sunday.
Oh, I better wave him in. Take it this way, Rex. Tight to the hedge.
Hey, Kirsty, do you want another herbal tea?
Oh, no, thanks. But I was going to ask you.
Yeah?
How's it going at Greenwood? I saw you chatting to Mia earlier.
Oh, I'll sit down while I can.
Mm. Yeah, there's no one waiting. So how was she?
I honestly don't know. I tried every which way to get her to open up, but zilch.
What's the problem?
She's quit football, both her teams, and won't change her mind.
Do you know why?
Apparently she don't like it anymore.
Really?
It's just not like her.
And it's right out of the blue?
Yep. Will asked me to have a chat, see if I can get any more out of her, but...
Is it tricky getting to training and matches, what with Will back full time?
No. Some of her teammates live nearby, so it's not about needing lifts, nothing like that. She insists she don't want to play no more.
Okay, so what's going on?
Who knows? I wish she felt she could talk to me. I hoped things would ease up for her now with Mem's rotor, take the pressure off, you know.
You'd think the kids could get back to some kind of, I won't say normality, but some kind of routine at least.
Yeah. We did have a bit of an incident with Poppy and Ed's Ram Lamb last week. Oh. She was fine, it was nothing, but Mia weren't happy with Will when she heard.
Oops.
She obviously thought we weren't supervising Poppy properly. She's barely let her have her sight since, when she's at school.
Right.
Took a lot of persuasion to get her here this afternoon. She couldn't wait to get home. She even turned down an ice cream sundae.
Wow, I wish I had her willpower.
Yeah, me and all.
So what are you going to tell Will?
Well, I've failed, haven't I? Because I'm honestly none the wiser.
Is that straight?
Perfect.
You got a sign for it, Rex?
Pip's got it, haven't you?
Oh, it's in this folder somewhere.
He's displaying the key info about it, I guess.
Well, key info meaning price.
Sorry?
Yeah, and then the punters have to guess what it actually does. Great.
In large writing, we have...
Ah, £1,400.
And in enormous writing is...
Josh's phone number.
Typical Josh. Everyone else seems to be doing all the hard work for him.
I think it's a really smart idea.
It is, but Open Farm Sunday's more for the public. No one's going to be buying this for their garden.
Ah, unless you're Brian Aldridge. His garden's big enough.
You might get the old farmer. Let's face it, we all want to know what other people are up to.
Nosy neighbours, you mean?
Precisely.
And while they're here, savouring their hot pork roll and a muffin from the tea rooms, they can think about investing in one of Josh's used machines.
Sure, why not?
Well, the theme is supposed to be farmers as producers. In my experience, it's the animals that normally attract the most attention. That's what people want to see, especially the families.
So you're showing your Herefords just to please all the kiddies, are you?
Mainly.
Rubbish. You want to sell their meat in your meat boxes. No offence, but at least Josh is being up front.
Tom?
Sorry. Sorry, Pip. That came out wrong.
It's okay.
Tricky week, that's all.
It's only Tuesday.
Look, I better get on. You okay finishing the pen?
Yeah, sure.
Call me if you need help.
Bye.
Who rattled his cage?
Wrong side of the bed, clearly. Anyway, I keep forgetting to ask. How's it going, antenatal classes? Toby says it's pretty full on.
Yeah, there's loads to take in. Toby's no help, though, debating the World Cup with the other dads.
He's a rugby man.
Well, it's boys talk. Male bonding. But the midwife told him off last week for disrupting the class.
No. Well, shall I have a word?
Oh, no, he'll calm down. But next time she's doing the stages of labour and pain relief.
Ah, the important bit.
And we've got to start writing a birth plan the week after. So we need to know what we're on about.
Well, you better start listening then.
Oh, he will. Don't worry. I'll make sure of that.
I've bought you some strawberries.
Oh, thanks, Em. Kids will love them.
Mum bumped into Jennifer as she had some left over. Can't get enough fruit.
Nope.
I'll pop them here, shall I?
Oh, by the way, did you get a chance to talk to Mia?
Yeah, yes, that's why I came, really.
What did she say?
Not much, I'm afraid.
Well, so she does hate football?
I don't know. I don't think so, Will, but she's sticking to her story.
Well, if she said it to both the managers, she said it to me and now to you, then it must be true.
I'm not sure.
And I've told Poppy, if she wakes up in the night, she's got to come into me, not Mia.
Do you think she will, though? She's so used to going to Mia, and if she's sleeping...
Well, she'll do what she's told. She's a good girl, is Poppy.
Yeah, of course she is, but habits are hard to break, especially when you're little.
Mia needs her sleep if she's going to do well at school. That's what I've told them both.
Right.
So, if Mia's jacked in the football because she don't like it no more, and Poppy's not disturbing her at night... then there's no problem. Yeah, I'll ring Jake in a bit. Tell him he can stop worrying.
But is it that simple, Will? Remember how cross she was last week over that Ramlam business with Poppy? I mean, she's so determined to make sure Poppy's okay. Maybe she's worried we're not doing it properly.
You're overcomplicating it now.
Maybe that's why she's quit football.
Nah.
She's really unhappy about something. Surely you can see that.
Yeah, she's lost her mum. Of course she's unhappy.
Yeah, but it's...
Look, the main thing is to get Jake back here. The girls really miss him. So do I. Then we'll be fine.
Okay. He seems quite settled with Andrew and Ellie.
Which is why I'm seeing the solicitor again in a couple of weeks. It's the earliest appointment I could get. This needs sorting before everyone gets used to it. Booked an appointment this morning.
I know you think the kids are best together, but...
But what, Em?
Oh, I don't know.
Of course they're best together. I know them. I brought them up, didn't I?
Andrew's involved too.
I wouldn't put it past him to have started this whole thing.
How do you mean?
Well, putting in Jake's mind that Mia quitting football and her schoolwork trouble is all down to me somehow.
I don't think
any role. Thanks for talking to Mia. I really appreciate it. You can go now.
Right. Okay, then. Say hi to the kids. Bye, Will.
Cheerio, and ta for the strawberries.
Tom!
Yeah, that's your lot, guys.
Hey, Tom!
Hey, hang on, mate. I'll come to you.
Yeah, I know. Biosecurity.
How's it going? You brought more over?
Josh dropped off a plough press and I brought the cultivator. That's all for today.
Where have you put the signs?
Oh, all in the barn in case of the weather.
Good. I was thinking that.
We'll be back Friday with the last lot and Adam's bringing the combine then too.
It'll be an amazing trail.
Ah, pigs are looking good, mate. Is Jazza doing a tour of the Arks on Sunday?
He's supposed to be. It's his day off today, but he's normally in his element at these things. And no one can resist a piglet.
Yeah, see? Pip's right. Livestock is the real draw for these events. I mean the pigs, not Jazza.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I was going to ask. Do you happen to know what Hannah drinks?
Sorry?
Well, she's given me some great tips for the pigs, so I was going to buy her a bottle. What do you reckon? Red or white?
Wouldn't have a clue, mate. You'd have to ask her. Sorry, I need to finish up here.
Sure. No worries.
Oh, you're not thinking of buying anything with a plastic wrapper, are you, Mrs. Grundy?
Don't start, Kirsty. The tea room's run out of orange juice, so Fallon sent me out for some more, but I can't seem to find
them. I wanted some too.
Oh, well, these little cartons might do.
Oh, will Fallon allow them? They do have plastic straws on them.
Oh, of course they do. I didn't even notice.
Everything all right, Emma? You seem a bit harassed.
Oh, I don't know.
How did it go with Will?
It was hopeless. As far as he's concerned, if Mia suddenly hates football, then she hates football.
Oh, you must see through that.
No, not if you don't want to. Mm. That's Will for you. And bless her, she is so loyal to him.
Mm. She doesn't want anything to upset him.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was heartbreaking seeing her in the shop that time. Poor kid's trying so hard to look after Poppy, keep Will going.
Basically be a mini Nick.
Exactly. It's not that hard to work out, is it?
And if it's obvious to you, me, Jake, Clary, Eddie, my mum and pretty much everybody who knows her, why isn't it obvious to Will?
Hey, you two. You're looking pleased.
Makes a change, I know.
How are the traps, darling?
Yes, will we have to spray, do you think?
I'm just checking them. But the midge count's pretty low. Have a look.
Yeah, not bad at all.
So we should be fine. Come on then, Mum, what's the good news?
Well, it's nothing very big. But I'm glad of any ray of sunshine at the moment. Especially after Friday.
I know what you mean.
Brian's met with the land agent.
He's optimistic the 70 acres will go quickly.
And he's already got a possible buyer for the smaller section by Low Mead.
Yes, all right, Jenny. Yeah.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Music to my wheat ears.
Oh, very funny. But it goes to show all this fuss and outrage about the contamination hasn't put everyone off, has it?
Obviously not.
In fact, I'm expecting a call shortly from the interested farmer.
I'm so relieved.
You've thought about access routes, presumably, Brian?
Sorry?
Well, isn't that going to be a problem?
It'll be fine.
Whoever farms that land will have to take their tractor back and forward from the road.
That's a point. You get to it via home farmland at the moment.
Well, which is precisely why we've kept the hedges there. It's no problem, trust me.
Hi!
Oh, there's Elizabeth.
Hello!
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, that'll be Charles, right on cue. I'd better take it. Hello, Brian Ulrich.
Your wheat looks wonderful, Adam.
Thanks.
It is rather beautiful.
When Ed said you were here, I almost rang. But it's such a lovely walk.
Isn't it?
Anyway, I came to ask you if you need help with Ruth's party. David said you were hosting it.
Planning quite a night, aren't you, Mum?
Yeah, I certainly am. Have you got time for a quick coffee at the house, Elizabeth?
Oh, there you are. Can I come in?
Yeah, it's fine.
Anisha said you'd probably finished.
Yeah, very straightforward. Tooth extraction for a Labrador. He'll be back on his food in no time.
I wondered when you'd be cooking this evening.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Well, if you want to go first, I can carry on with my accounts and eat later.
Oh, the kitchen is big enough for both of us.
Yes, I suppose it is.
But I won't be finished here for another hour, so if you do use the oven, can you leave it on for me?
Yeah, no problem. I'm only having spag bol and garlic bread, so nothing exciting.
Guess what I'm having? Spag bol and garlic bread. Great minds and all that.
Well, then I'll feed us both to say thank you for looking after me last week.
So, anyway, you mustn't worry about the catering because I've got everything in hand.
Well, we just wanted to help, really.
OK, how about Shula, Kenton and I help tidy up afterwards?
Ooh, now that's an excellent idea.
Well, I'll text them, but I know they'll want to help.
I'd be very grateful. It is the worst bit.
That's settled then. Oh, and I meant to ask, how's Will Grundy getting on, do you know?
We don't see him as much now that Brian's not involved with the shoot, but, well, I think he's a little bit calmer. And Susan's on-call rotor's working well. Roy covered last week when Will was called out in the middle of the night.
Must be so hard for those children.
Devastating, yes. Well, you know.
Mm. Yeah, my two were a similar age when we lost Nigel.
Yes, indeed. Oh, now, I must keep an eye on the time because I forgot to fetch Kate from the airport later.
Where's she been?
Arizona. She's been doing some rather important research.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's trying to diversify and bring in new customers to Spiritual Home.
What's she diversifying into?
Well, it's early days yet. She's researching some wonderful new treatments. Goat yoga.
Goat yoga?
Yes, that's right. Healing haircuts.
What are they?
Well, I'm not sure. Though there must be something in it, because we all feel better after having our hair done, don't we?
Well, I suppose it's all worth a try.
Ooh, would you like a piece of lemon cake? Adam's favourite, but there's plenty for everyone.
No, thank you, I'm fine. Actually, I was thinking about Adam this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Well, I do. It was an article I saw recently.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, if you don't mind me asking, and I mean, please tell me to mind my own business.
Yeah.
But were you... Well, did you guess about Adam's sexuality? Or was it a complete surprise?
Oh, goodness, that's taking me back.
Because this article, well, it was saying that sometimes parents know all along and sometimes they don't.
Well, if I'm totally honest, I'd say I probably realised when he was a teenager. He was such a good-looking lad.
He still is.
And yet, there were never any serious girlfriends to speak of.
And did he know you knew, do you think?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it wasn't something you talked about in those days, was it? I wish I had, in a way, because it is an issue, especially for teenagers. And,
yes.
And then he'd have known that he didn't have to go through it all on his own, and that I was supportive, whatever his preferences, if you see what I mean.
I do.
He struggled with it all alone, poor lamb.
Ooh, that smells nice.
Well, the garlic bread will be ready any minute.
Great. I'll lay the table.
Thanks. I must remember to phone Kenton later.
Yeah?
Elizabeth's texted. She promised Jennifer we three will help tidy up after Ruth's party.
Kenton tidying up? I'll enjoy seeing that.
No.
He'll just get Jolene to do it.
No, he won't. I'll make sure he doesn't. Oh, do you fancy a glass of wine?
I wouldn't say no.
One of the mothers gave me this bottle. Her daughter's always been terrified of horses, apparently. So to see her on a pony here, it brought a tear to the eye.
Oh, it's a Merlot, and a good one. She was impressed.
Glad to hear it. Oh, the glasses are still in the dishwasher, I think.
Right.
Anyway, Kenton cleaning isn't the funniest thing.
No.
Elizabeth's next message had no less than 10 exclamation marks.
Doesn't sound like Elizabeth.
Well, David did mention this the other week, but we thought it was a joke.
What?
Apparently, Spiritual Home is going to be offering, wait for it, goat yoga.
No. What on earth do the goats do?
Oh, the goats are instrumental, Mum.
I see.
And pygmy goats are so cute. You should see them.
Yes, but what's their role exactly?
Well, they just jump about, really. But the important thing is these places have waiting lists until Christmas.
Heavens!
Turns out people absolutely love goats. It's a shame the ones at Bridge Farm are too big, but if I can develop some new offers, then that might help me make up some of my many losses from the last 6 months.
Oh, that would be good.
Mm. And you know, spending time with other wellness practitioners has totally restored my positivity.
So it was an enjoyable trip then.
Mm, it was excellent. I'm completely shattered now.
You can have a lovely long sleep tonight.
Mm. Oh, and I finally caught up with my emails at the airport. So when's the partners meeting and why are we selling more land?
We've had the partners meeting, Kate. It was on Sunday.
No, I asked Dad to postpone it.
Well, it was urgent. He sent you an email.
He sent me several, but they're ridiculously long and I was running late. Well, what's going on?
They've discovered the groundwater is contaminated.
What? Oh, Mum, that's awful. I didn't realise. So, hang on. If the groundwater's contaminated, does that mean the clean-up will take longer?
Everything's very much more complicated now, and it might even take till Christmas.
What?
So I'm glad you've renewed your positivity, darling, because I rather think you'll need it.
Will the goats do planks? And what's it called, downward facing dog?
Oh, I do hope so. Oh, why is this website so slow? Hey, why not book them for Ruth's party? Free entertainment. Oh, here we go. It's loaded. Look.
Where are the goats?
So, OK, you do your yoga pose.
Well, that's downward facing dog. Then...
They come and stand on you.
Oh, but they'd mess all over you.
Well, it's a crucial part of the yogic process, I expect.
And they'll chew up her yurts.
Look how much they charge.
Where? No.
She won't care what they chew up.
Oh, it has to be a joke, Alistair.
It's utterly bonkers.
It's hilarious.
Oh, I'm going to miss hearing about your mad family. Sorry.
No, you're right. I'll miss sharing it with you too. It's a shame we didn't...
We didn't what? Shula, what do you mean by that?
Nothing.
It's a shame we didn't get on like that before.
Maybe.
But we did. Sometimes we did.
I just wish it... Oh, it doesn't matter. Forget I said anything.
Are you... You're not having second thoughts. Are you?
I don't know.
Because a few weeks ago you said you didn't love me, and that was the most hurtful thing anyone's ever said to me.
I'm sorry.
So are you?
Alistair...
Look, if you're even contemplating changing your mind, Shula, then I have to ask, are you saying you're in love with me again? Answer me, please.
No.
No. Fine. Then spare me your pathetic regrets, OK? Make up your mind and stick to it.
Alistair!
Of course it's a blow.
No, it's worse than that.
But they're doing everything they can to expedite the process. Why don't you sit down? You must be exhausted.
Of course I am. I've been travelling all day.
Brian's right. The contractors are very efficient.
I don't care about the contractors, Adam. I care about my business, which won't survive another 6 months of disruption. Spiritual home is about cleansing and purity and, well, everything that's the opposite of contamination.
Yes, we know that, darling.
I can't believe you didn't postpone the meeting so we could discuss it.
There wasn't anything to discuss.
We had no choice.
There's always a choice.
Do you think I'm happy about this? It was horrendous watching the EA turn our office upside down, then cart mountains of photocopies away to who knows where. I'm as cut up about it as you are.
We all are. Mum, Alice, Debbie as well.
Yes, all right.
Everyone agreed. Selling land was the only way to cover the costs of a longer clean-up. It was unanimous.
You're a businesswoman, Kate. You know we wouldn't be doing any of this if we had another option.
I just really thought this nightmare was at an end.
We've just got to do the best we can.
What, grin and bear it, you mean?
Something like that.
Oh, it's so depressing coming home to this.
Well, that's how we all feel. Now, why don't you go and have a hot bath, darling?
I could do with a long soak. Do you mind? I might fall asleep mid-sentence otherwise.
You go ahead.
Thanks. I'll see you in the morning.
Night, darling. Sleep well. Well, that wasn't so bad.
You think? Wait till you tell her the land we're selling adjoins spiritual home.
Oh, she'll understand when I explain it all. But it's better to wait till tomorrow, till she's over her jet lag.
In which case, Brian, I'm giving this place a wide berth. You can do that job on your own.
Look,
Loads of people are tied up with Open Farm Sunday, so we're desperate.
Harrison, I can't spare half an hour this weekend, let alone a whole afternoon.
Does he want you to play cricket?
Hang on, Mum.
I'll put you down as a maybe.
I'm a definitely not.
Good evening.
Well, if you change your mind, little...
Isn't it lovely?
Sorry, but I won't. Bye, Harrison.
Honestly.
Hello, Auntie Chris.
I must say, you two look a picture, sunning yourselves on the green. Super cool, as they say.
Oh, join us. We're waiting for Freddy.
Oh, I'm afraid I haven't got my sunglasses.
You can be super cool without them, can't she, Mum?
Of course she can. Shuffle up, darling.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm not sure I felt super cool for a long time.
Oh, me neither. Harrison's short of players, is he?
Yes, but I need to revise. So.
Ah, the dreaded A-levels. How are they going, dare I ask?
A mixture of appalling, dire, and averagely horrendous.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure they haven't been that bad, Lily.
They have.
Oh, hi, Auntie Chris. How are you?
Ah, more sunglasses.
No. These are shades. There's a big difference.
Freddy.
Oh, do you want us to move up?
No, I'm fine on the grass.
And how are your exams going?
Good, actually. Really good.
I am pleased.
Yes, it's excellent.
I'm sure your hard work will pay off, both of you.
Thank you.
Are you coming with us to the Bull?
Sorry, dear.
We're going for a meal to celebrate Dad's birthday.
It's tomorrow, really, but I'm at a conference all weekend, so this was the only time. You're very welcome to join us.
Oh, no. I made a lovely little quiche, Lorraine, earlier. So Peggy and I are looking forward to that with a green salad. But thank you for the offer.
Do you know, it's 7.5 years since he died.
Goodness. Yes, it was the year after Phil.
I'm glad we got some sunshine this evening. Feels right somehow.
Yeah, but you watch. It'll turn the minute my exams end. Torrential rain, thunder and lightning the minute they say pen's down.
Better not. I want to make the absolute most of this summer.
I bet you do.
Lily, maybe a couple of hours at the cricket would do you good. You don't want to overdo it.
I do have the occasional break, Mum.
Yes, I can vouch for that. You were at that art exhibition in Felbersham last week, weren't you?
Sorry?
Jim dragged me along. Postmodernist romance or something. Really not my thing, but I was actually rather impressed, weren't you?
You never mentioned that, Lily.
No, I wasn't there.
When that beautiful scarlet jacket you've got.
Appropriate.
On the mezzanine with a tall chap.
No, not me. Sorry.
Lily was at her friend Meredith's.
Well, I was convinced it was you. Although Jim did think it was a father and daughter at first. But anyway, so it wasn't you.
I was revising.
With Meredith. And the exhibition was about romance, Auntie Chris?
Yes, romance. It was quite embarrassing. We got chatting to one of the artists who assumed Jim and I were a couple. I had to explain we're just friends.
Oh, Lily and Meredith are friends.
Oh, shut up, Freddy.
Yes, be quiet. Friends are important, though, aren't they? And, I mean, so often things start as friendship and then, well, people enjoy being together and it develops from there. It's perfectly natural.
Oh, I don't think that'll happen with Jim and me.
Sorry, no, I didn't mean you.
Oh, who did you mean, Mum?
I just meant generally in life. Friendship, it's a good basis for a relationship.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Lily?
Nothing's going to happen with Jim, I assure you.
Look, shall we go? The ball might get busy.
Stop it, Hilda. I said stop.
Oh, evening, Peggy. She playing up?
Oh, she keeps trying to dig up my azalea. It's most annoying. Go on with you, you naughty cat. Just so you know, we may be interrupted. Kate's supposed to be popping round. She's just come back from America.
Oh, lucky girl.
Although she did say she'd be here an hour ago.
Right. Actually, I'm glad I've caught you.
Yes?
It's nothing much. I was just wondering if Christine's okay.
Oh, she's gone for a stroll, but I'm sure she'll be back soon. Shall I say you called?
No, I mean, is she feeling all right?
Well, as far as I know... What do you mean?
But only... It's nothing, really, but she was helping Fallon out last week in the tea room and things went a bit wrong and she seemed quite flustered.
Flustered?
Or confused, even.
I see.
It's probably something and nothing, but...
You're worried about her state of mind, is that it?
Maybe, yeah. But you think she's okay?
Well, I think she's still in a certain amount of shock, actually, from the Matt Crawford business.
The scam, of course, yeah. It was a terrible blow.
I know it was months ago, but it's a lot to get over.
I'm sure. Only I bumped into her on Monday, and we were chatting about Woodbine, and she'd completely forgotten she'd bought our new boiler.
Surely not.
Yeah, it was such a palaver at the time.
It was.
Yeah, and the new one wasn't cheap, so I was really surprised. Well, astonished, actually.
She definitely heard you properly, Harrison.
Oh, yeah, she was embarrassed about forgetting, but still.
So, you're worried she's getting dementia?
Well, not necessarily that, but, yeah, something.
I lost my late husband from Alzheimer's, so I'm aware of the signs.
My nan had it too, but none of us realised until it was too late.
It's very difficult for everyone.
Yeah. I'm probably stressing, but I just wanted to make sure she's okay.
But it would have been such a disaster without their advice. So we were all best friends after that.
Oh, you and Dad knew lots of different people back then, didn't you?
Yes.
So these gay guys, they came to stay all the time?
All the time.
I don't remember that. Do you, Lily?
No.
Oh, they were so generous, sharing everything they knew about stately homes, running events, you know, the whole lot.
And Gran didn't mind them coming?
Julia was an actress, very broad-minded. Well, we all are. So, obviously, we include everyone in our marketing, particularly the LBTG, LTGQU.
Which is it, Lily?
What?
Is it LGBTQ?
You know it is.
Oh, yes, the LGBTQ community. Although there are more letters now, I believe. I should really learn them. I mean, it's about being inclusive.
Because we're all people, aren't we?
Yes.
Should we get the bill?
Aw, I want a pudding.
You've got geography to revise for.
Strawberry cheesecake helps my brain.
Not the cheesecake, is it, Freddie?
I think all relationships are equal, don't you, Mum?
Yeah, of course, Freddie.
I mean, girls who like boys, girls who like girls.
Yes, boys who like girls, boys who like boys,
yeah.
And girls who
like... Jolene, can we have the bill, please? Now?
Did you catch the sunshine?
Yes, wasn't it lovely?
Absolutely glorious. Are we eating now?
I thought we would, if you're ready.
I'm famished.
Looking forward to your quiche.
What did Kate have to say?
Oh, I had to ring in the end. Jennifer said she dozed off on the sofa. Shall I serve?
Yes, please. Oh, she's still jet-lagged, I suppose.
Is that big enough?
Oh, touch less, please, Peggy. We had quite a big lunch.
This pastry looks perfect.
Thank you.
What about breakfast this morning? Did you have a big breakfast, dear?
Oh, the usual.
Remind me, what did we have for supper last night?
Why do you ask?
Oh, just trying to remember. Now, what did we have?
Well, it was your turn to do it. You should know.
Yes, but...
You want to know if I remember.
Well, do you?
Who've you been talking to, Fallon or Harrison?
Harrison.
Look, I'm sorry I was no help at the tea rooms last week, but you should listen to Fallon on the evils of plastic. I defy anyone to keep a clear head.
I see.
And yes, I did forget about the boiler at Woodbine, but I blanked a lot of last year from my mind for obvious reasons.
But you are feeling all right.
I'm feeling quite tired. Not all that surprising at our age, is it?
Well, I don't feel too bad.
It's not helped by Hilda scratching at my door.
Oh, well, she was rather upset by Linda's new dog yesterday. It's enormous.
She scratches every night. It's infuriating. And it'll damage the door.
I never heard her. Look, if you are struggling to sleep or anything, dear, why not pop down to the surgery? We could go together if you like.
Why would we do that?
Look, Harrison was worried about you. And if I'm honest, now I am too. I'm quite sure it's nothing, but it's important to catch these things early because...
Catch what early?
Well, if it's a tiny bit of confusion, for instance.
Dementia, you mean?
Not at all, dear. Not necessarily.
There's nothing wrong with me, Peggy. And I object to you talking behind my back.
I wasn't talking.
And discussing with other people whether I'm gaga or not.
I did no such thing.
I think I'll finish mine later, if I remember.
Oh, Chris.
You see, it's only 7:30. I told you we wouldn't be long.
So, who wants to make me a cuppa?
I need to revise. Thanks for the meal.
Can we have a quick word?
Why?
In the kitchen.
Okay, then.
No, not you, Freddy.
Oh, a private word, right. Sorry.
Lily?
5 minutes, max.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
I hope I didn't upset you.
When?
Well, you seemed in such a rush to leave the pub.
Yeah, I've got German tomorrow, Mum.
Yeah, all I want to say, in my clumsy way, is that you can tell me anything and I will never judge you.
Freddy!
Oh, for heaven's sake. Go away.
All right, I'm gone.
Okay, sorry. Where was I?
Do we have to do this?
I want you to know that whatever path you take in life, I will always love you.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you?
Yes, I really do.
Good.
But, Mum,
because I made mistakes when I was your age.
Sorry?
Well, it's silly, I know, but when I look back, going out with Robin Fairbrother and then Cameron Fraser, well, I had no chance.
What do you mean?
Well, they were so much more mature. Not that I realised it at the time, obviously, but they ran rings round me, and that was very painful. In hindsight, maybe they were too old for me.
Right.
But you see, when things are more equal, well, it's easier not to get hurt.
Hmm.
So you and Meredith, it's absolutely fine by me, okay?
Right. Okay. Thanks, Mum. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, darling. Very welcome indeed.
Whoa, that's close enough.
Okay.
Spot on. And that, gents, is it. Josh's show trail is complete. I'll attach the signs on Sunday morning.
It's impressive, Tom. Bridge Farm looks like a really dynamic place.
It is.
It is now our combines here.
Hey, watch it. Hey, let's hope the punters turn up.
Well, the publicity's been pretty extensive, and we've got the Brookfield angle too.
Your coverage might even nudge the contamination down an inch or two in the Courier.
Oh, how's it going over there, Adam?
Oh, a bit short again this week, to be honest. People off sick, or they say they're off sick. But I'm worried the scare stories about toxic land might have put some off.
Not us. Don't worry.
I don't suppose you could spare a few hours on Sunday, Rex?
Stop right there. Rex is strictly off limits. It's all hands on deck here this weekend.
I've never been so popular. Had to say no to Harrison, too. He's that short of players, he even tried Jazza.
No way.
I can't believe I'm competing with cricket. Feels really disloyal.
Hey, maybe Toby could do an extra shift. He hates cricket.
Now there's an idea. Target the cricket haters.
Sounds like a plan. I better get back to Hollow Tree. Pigs to feed.
Right, thanks for your help, mate.
See you.
Bye.
Freddie's picking again this year, is he?
Maybe after his exams. And I'd hope Lily might join him, but she's sounding doubtful now.
I'm making tracks, Jenny. Oh.
We've run out of my porridge, so she's just popped to the shop.
Right.
I was going to make some tea. Can you get the cups?
How's the jet lag? Your mother said you'd gone back to bed.
I'm still completely shattered.
Cup. Now, I need to talk to you about selling this land when you're up to it.
Oh, I'm not up to anything at the moment, Dad.
Oh, we'll talk later then.
Oh, for goodness sake, another cancellation. My 5:00. Oh, it's so infuriating.
What's the excuse this time?
Unconducive milieu.
Good Lord. Well, can't they meditate away unconducive milieu?
I suppose it's too early for a brandy.
It is rather.
Oh, can you do this tea? Would you mind? Blackcurrant, please.
Right. Can't you charge them, Kate, if they haven't given enough notice?
I'd love to, but it wouldn't help me with future bookings. Are you making this tea?
All right.
You know, the trouble with selling more land is The sharks will smell blood again.
Sorry?
And drive the price down.
Quite right. So the quicker we can seal the deal, the stronger our position. Now, before I'm late, is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, aren't you having a cup?
No. I'm meeting the land agent. So please do enjoy your tea. Goodbye.
Dad, there's Adam's flask.
What? Well, he's at the polytunnels.
Yeah, so can you take it on your way?
It's not on my way.
And do you want to see my photos of Arizona? I've got some fantastic ones of the desert.
I'm busy, Kate.
Well, I wish I was. I've got nothing to do now, have I? Not one single thing.
Well, maybe you could help your mother. She's been rushing round all afternoon.
Lucky her.
Well, go and see Pat. Ask about pygmy goat suppliers.
No, I'm seeing her next week, and she's tied up with Open Farm Sunday all weekend.
Well, maybe go and support them with arrangements, since you've got so much spare time.
Oh. But then who's going to take Adam his flask? No, I'll nip over to the polytunnels in a minute, and then I have got a few errands to do, actually, now I think about it.
Right. Well, we'll have a chat later.
You couldn't give me a lift.
No.
Oh.
Jolene, when you got a minute? Oh, hey, Rex.
Oh, sorry, mate. I'd have got you one if I'd seen you.
Oh, shall I grab that tray?
Cheers.
Here you go.
Tart. Hannah wouldn't let me buy her a bottle in the end, so this is her thank you. Well, not all of them, obviously.
Hannah's here?
Me, Hannah, Jazza, and Pip's on her way. We're in the beer garden. Hey, come and sit with us. It's been a long week.
Thanks, but I'm happy here.
Yeah? I reckon you could do with a laugh, mate. Come on. Jazz has had us in stitches.
Yeah, I'm fine. Busy day, that's all.
Oh. Hey, Philip.
Rex, mate. Nice to see you.
Yeah, likewise. Hi, Kirsty.
Hiya. Is one of those for Jazz? Because he looks like he's had a few already.
If he starts singing, I'll take him home. Hey, join us if you like.
Tom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Philip. Don't think we've been properly introduced.
With good reason. Shall we sit down, Philip? Come back when there's some service behind the bar.
No, it's all right. I'll wait. You grab a seat.
Okay.
See you, Kirsty.
Where's Jolene gone?
To get Kenton, I suppose.
Hope so. Or we'll be here all night. It's your land the housing development's on, isn't it?
That's right. Is that a problem?
Not to me. Us builders are all for tackling the housing crisis. I know Kirsty's not keen.
No. Well, Kirsty's got... She's a woman of principle.
She certainly is. That's why I like her, among other reasons.
Yeah. She's a great girl.
I think so. I believe you said something about me to her the other day.
Well, I'm entitled to my opinion.
Absolutely.
And she hasn't had it easy, so...
So?
I just want to make sure she's treated right.
Oh, I see. And what does that mean exactly?
She doesn't deserve to be messed around.
Well, slightly ironic, don't you think?
I'm just saying...
It was you that left her at the altar, I believe.
That was different.
Was it? How so?
It just was.
I'd say it was the ultimate way of messing someone around.
Look, it was complicated. It was a difficult time. And she's a lot more vulnerable than she makes out.
I'm not surprised with you as an ex.
What?
But we're not all like you, Tom. Don't worry.
I just want to make sure you appreciate her, okay?
Well, I do. And like I say, she's nothing to do with you now.
I think I'll come back when it's quieter.
Yeah. Might be a good idea.
Cheers, Toby. You're doing brilliantly in there.
Hey, Adam, I brought your flask.
Oh, thanks.
You've got Toby picking.
Yep. I'm hoping he'll do Sunday as well, because I'm desperate. What are you up to, by the way? Any chance you could muck in, either today or the weekend?
Oh, bless you for trying, but my answer is still no. You know I'm more spiritual than physical nowadays, so it's really not my scene. And if I showed willing once, then you'd start to depend on me.
I'm not
and
sure
I've got
about
lots
that.
Of other priorities. Which is the same for everyone, in fact, so you have certainly got your work cut out for the future, haven't you?
Have I?
Well, likes of Toby and Rex might muck in this year, but... Next year?
Not necessarily. Not if I can keep people motivated. We had a great attendance at the barbecue event, and people loved the strawberry sampling.
Mm.
I'll probably organise a barn dance soon.
A barn dance?
Oh, that should attract a few more hopefuls.
A barn dance?
Why not?
Because the people you need aren't Pat and Tony, or David and Ruth, or anyone who would actually enjoy
A barn dance.
Lots of people like them.
Oh, Adam, it's boiling hot in those polytunnels. It's hard physical work.
I know that.
So you need strong, energised young people, not old fogies.
OK, so what do you suggest?
Well, we're talking students, gap year kids, unemployed graduates, youngsters on working visas from Australia and New Zealand, anyone who wants to earn a bit of money while they have some fun.
Picking strawberries isn't exactly fun, Kate.
Well, then make it fun. Create a good vibe. Make the whole place buzz with hormones, and then they'll come running, and they'll be back every year too.
That's not a bad idea, actually. So, how would I do that?
We'll throw in a few cinema vouchers and gym memberships. That's what young people want. You couldn't lend me a few quid, could you? I didn't get to the bank.
Pick a basket and I'll see what I can do.
Ha ha. Oh, I should have asked Dad, but he rushed off to meet the land agent or someone.
Already?
So where is the big section we're selling then?
It's towards Edgeley from the main road across.
200 acres is a lot.
It is. The medium parcel's to the east that way.
Oh, right. And what about the smaller bit?
Well, you know that one.
Do I?
Of course you do. Brian told you.
Told me what?
About the 30 acres.
Well, where is it?
It's those fields surrounding your yurts.
What? You're not serious.
I thought you knew.
No. He didn't say a word. This had better not be true.
Kate, hang on a minute. Kate!
After everything he did.
Classic male ego, trust me.
Where is he, the arrogant little... Oh, I'm going to tell
no,
him to...
No, 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 Kirsty, seriously, don't.
I'm not going to let him get away with that.
He wanted to make his presence felt, and look, it worked.
It did not.
Really?
Oh.
Ignore him, love. Come on, we'll talk about something else, eh? Don't let him ruin our evening.
No. Okay.
What do you fancy doing this weekend? Did I see posters about something in the village?
Open Farm Sunday at Bridge Farm.
Ah.
Fallon asked me to help at the tea rooms, but maybe I'm too busy.
Oh, come on, love. It's not her fault that Tom Archer's a complete numpty.
Oh, no, I know. Did you just say numpty?
Made you smile.
Nobody says numpty, unless you're Jazza.
Look, I don't give a jot about Tom or Jazza.
Jot's worse than numpty.
I only care about us.
Us?
Yeah, us. It's going pretty well, don't you reckon?
It's all right.
Be honest, or you're buying the next three runs.
Okay, yeah, it's fun. Can't imagine why, when you're still a member of the hunt.
I'll convince you in the end.
You will not.
Anyway, I was thinking, how about we go for a drink with my lad Gavin sometime? He's heard all about you.
Oh.
Maybe it's time to meet each other's families. What do you reckon?
Okay, sure. Yeah, why not?
Thanks very much, I appreciate it. Goodbye.
Please tell me it's a joke.
Sorry, what's a joke?
Adam said you want to sell the land around Spiritual Home.
Oh.
Is it true?
Kate, it won't make any difference to you.
Farm machinery trundling past my yurts all day. Have you lost your mind?
We're keeping the big hedge.
It's supposed to be tranquil!
Sorry, I thought I'd better...
Yes, thanks, Adam, come in.
I assumed you'd told her.
I was waiting for a jet lag to pass.
Did everyone know except me? So typical of this family. None of you take me or my business seriously. And this will finish it off, and I wasn't even consulted.
Sorry, but you did miss the meeting, Kate.
I couldn't make it, I told you.
Yes, but it
was
urgent.
We couldn't wait. I emailed you everything, including our decision.
To sell land, yes, but not which bit. I wouldn't be surprised if you sent me to the States on purpose so you could sell the land from under me.
Don't be ridiculous. We didn't know the groundwater was contaminated till after you'd left.
I absolutely forbid you to sell that land.
Well, it's too late, I'm afraid. That's where I've been.
What do you mean?
The buyer was there as it happened. And he was so keen we shook on it.
Just now?
I'm sorry if...
No. No, you're not sorry. Not at all, Dad. But let me tell you something. There is no way this is happening. I promise you. This is not over!
Brian.
Ah, she'll get over it. It's just Kate being Kate.
You think?
Yes. She'll come round once she's calmed down. You'll see.
This is the BBC.
Hello, my name's Josie Long and I present Shortcuts, which is also made by the BBC and available as a podcast. You strike me as somebody who already knows how to access podcasts. You're not going, what's a podcast? Well, it's like a radio show, but you carry it around on your iPod. What's an iPod? I don't feel like that's you. We would love it if you gave us a try. Short documentaries for radio on a theme. It's like a longer documentary, but better, more time efficient. If that sounds like something you're interested in, please subscribe to Shortcuts, however you normally get your podcasts. We promise you, you will not regret the decision. And if you do, we will probably have no way of knowing that. Our guarantee.